Love this podcast? Support this show through the supporter feature from Acast. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction and free shipping. And that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Do you ever notice with your siblings, right, the stuff that you say to each other?
You would never say in publicly to anybody else.
You couldn't. But it's like, there's limits though. So it's like, you can say the most out of pocket, out of hand, insane things. But like, you couldn't just be like, you little bitch. Do you know? You couldn't. But you can be like, yeah, well, do you know why you're like this? Do you know?
Because when you were five, yeah, you were a little fucking weirdo running around the house naked in your... running into the wardrobe, making sure everybody thought you were
you're
fucking
an exhibitionist.
Missing. You fucking psychopath.
Yeah.
Hello, and you're very welcome along to the Unpopular Opinion Podcast. My name is Jen.
I'm Carla.
And this is your weekly reminder that we're on Patreon as well. So if you haven't gotten enough of us, we're over there.
Stall it. We're going to do an episode on necessary evils.
After this, which after I'm excited this. About. And I'm glad it's behind the paywall. Because
Jen's like, oh, I have a list.
I'm about to be cancelled.
Like, I'm about to be candid, but I am about to be cancelled.
You know.
There's a fair warning for you guys
bitches,
there.
You know. Yeah. Can't wait to be so honest about all the shit that I shouldn't be doing that I'm still doing.
Now, before we get into things, I am hurt, distraught, upset at the fact that ASOS are now robbing bastards. And you cannot shop in Pounds anymore.
Okay.
If you're getting delivered to Ireland. Why this is important is because let me just whip up a few examples. This River Island blazer I'm looking at, £45. How many euros, Jen?
67.
90 euros.
The audacity. Like, where does it just... Girl, Matt isn't coming into that. No.
This skirt, satin skirt, that is a slip skirt that I'm looking at right now.
Yeah.
£36. How many euros?
67 euros. I'm going to go with 67 for
65
every
65 euros.
That's not the exchange rate.
No, babe. It ain't the exchange rate.
How does it...
It ain't never been the exchange rate. And I ain't never been buying.
How did they get away with that?
I genuinely... So beforehand, you could shop in Storlin or Euros.
Storlin.
From Storlin or Euros.
I'm proud of you.
Storlin.
Yeah, because if you were going to try it last week when I pulled you up on your North Dublin accent, you would have said, Storlin.
I don't think it's North Dublin. I just think it's...
No, it is. It's North Dublin.
So what's town then?
Inner city Dublin. Would you be kind of on a par with North Dublin? Just and probably what's a south? Bit more of a twang. What you speak.
No.
It is. As pockets of the south have made their way over to the north side, that's you. Castle Not Carlet, that's you. You should be on the south side. Shut your face. You should be on the south
shut
side.
Shut your face, you're 19.
You say Dublin 15, come on, we know it's 14.
What was I saying previous to this? Yeah, so they're robbing bastards, yeah. And I'm hurt, I'm distraught, I'm annoyed. Then Kelly Fitzsimons, God bless her, she does the Lord's work out there because she literally put up a thing and it was like 18 messages. Where's it gone? How do I get it back? Where's it gone? Where's it gone? Where's it gone? Because she used to always be telling everyone, change your settings to punt, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
pound.
Yeah.
Because we're all getting...
Ripped off.
We're getting taken for a ride. And now, obviously, she's kind of known for telling people to do that. And this has happened. So she kind of came on the other day being like, look, I've heard two different stories. I've heard one saying that they're just updating the site and it'll be back soon. And she was like, but unfortunately, I've heard from more people than not that you just have to shop in euros now. That's just it. But I just don't know. How can they get away with this, Jen?
I don't know.
How can they get away with this?
Are you going to email them? Send them an
email. I think I should have to.
Send them.
And screenshot and be like, how does this make sense?
If enough of us do it, they'll have to take notice. Surely.
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 I just want their sales to bomb, like to nosedive, to fall off a cliff.
Okay. Can you buy it from River Island directly?
See, the problem is with the River Island side over here, it's so irritating. And then they never have the stuff that I want in store. It's honestly...
Yeah, it's weird.
It's so irritating. But also, the reason why I like ASOS is because it's next day delivery.
Mm.
So I can generally figure out what's going on pretty quickly.
Mm-hmm.
But it's still just... I hate it so much, gang. I hate it so much.
Fuck's sake.
Yeah.
Right, if I...
Yeah, I know. So, there you go. You don't give a shy.
How often do you shop on ASOS? Don't.
Yeah.
Never do.
Yeah.
It's a bit high end for me.
It's not though.
It is.
It isn't. They've got loads of stuff.
Yeah, I just don't have the patience, I don't think.
To search.
Like, I'm finding it really fucking hard to find any sort of maternity clothes. H&M is like...
Oh God.
Fort Lucan's maze. You know when you go...
So specific.
I was only there on Sunday.
There you go. It was like Fort Lucan.
Like, I'm twice the size of this maze. I used to be a dot in this maze and I used to get lost in it. But then I went into H&M to try and look for maternity because I've heard that their leggings amazing.
I'm still not done with Fort Lucan, right?
Went to Bath.
Can you please explain what Fort Lucan is?
Sorry.
Fort Lucan to me is chicken nuggets from the 90s and the smell of feet. So explain.
Yeah, for all of our people who don't know. So Fort Lucan... It's an outdoor adventure.
It's not.
That's what they call themselves, Carla.
It's not.
It's an outdoor adventure. If you go onto fortlucan.com or whatever, they will describe it as an outdoor adventure land. It's essentially a big, huge fucking playground with bark on the ground that gives your kid a rash. More likely, gave my one a rash. It's behind a perimeter, like, so your kid can't get out. But it's nothing more than a big ass fucking playground. Like, and the towers in it are really high.
The water slide.
There's slides. There's three now.
Three. Do you remember when the water slide opened?
Four was one.
Do you remember that? Yeah. What was that, like 96 or 7?
I don't know.
I was young.
I was young as well, but it's like, there was a random water slide. You don't need togs for it, but you do need a change of clothes because you get on this like buoy.
Yeah.
And it brings you down. And now there's another two.
Are they
water
big?
Water slides. Yeah, they're the same height.
No, so but are they? Because do you remember when I was younger, I was like, that is, that's Thorpe Park.
So first, when it first got built, and like, say you'd be coming from our side, from the Blanche side.
Yeah.
And you'd be driving up and you'd be able to see it. Do you know that they...
I come from the other side, pal.
The train thing. Oh, yeah, you're from Castleknock, okay. But the thing that brings the boat up, essentially, for the workers. Everybody used to think that was the actual slide, and it looks bigger than the actual slide itself.
Uh-huh.
So got your fucking thing going. You were like, oh my God, look at the size of that slide. It was only the thing that brought the boats up. It wasn't even the slide. The slide is like just a vertical drop, kind of, essentially. But now there's like a twisty slide, and there's two red ones that are like the green one, but they have a bump in it.
Okay.
And it's a bit fucking stupid, because adults are allowed on nothing.
Yeah.
In Fort Lucan.
Yeah.
But like, Bobby was big enough. He was like, he was the metre high. He was big enough to go on the red bumpy one. But you needed two people for it, and adults weren't allowed on it. So I'm there, I'm like, sorry, pal.
Have your other kids quicker.
Nothing I can do. Yeah.
Did you not pair him off with another kid who's solo? Was everybody paired?
It was a bit of a fucking shit show. He's like, we did about 50 rounds of crazy golf. So he was happy out with that. They have to wear helmets. They're all about the safety in Fort Lucan.
My God, this is a very different land to wear in.
Yeah, and then they have like big go-karts for bigger kids, little go-karts for little kids, and they now have a big massive helter-skelter. It's like a big, looks like something that you could buy ice cream out of, the colour of it, and then like the slide goes around it. It's like a tower.
What's the food like?
I just got a Magnum. I wasn't...
That's so...
It's got an ice cream.
That's so parent at the park.
Sunday was fucking roasting.
It was so hot.
It was roasting. And then, do you know what as well? Sorry, if you're bringing your kids to Fort Lucan, change their fucking clothes before you put them back out on the normal slides. Because see their little wet arses going down the slides. It makes it sticky for the rest of the kids.
Yeah.
Because Bobby was like flying down a few of the slides. He was loving his life. A bit of a, he's an adrenaline junkie. Like, he loves it.
They're so dirty kids, aren't they?
Yeah. But he was loving, like, the, it was like Mr. Sheen had been there. Do you know what I mean? Like, he was flying down these slides and you could hear him screaming. It's in a tube. You could just hear the echo. It was like, wah!
Yeah.
Delighted with himself. Then some little sticky arsed.
Wet arsed.
Fucking minion came from the water slides, who obviously hadn't changed, and made the slide all sticky for the other kids because of their little wet arses. So, and then you have to like go down it a few, there has to be a few dry arses to go down it a few times to dry it.
Up, like,
to make it slippy again.
Oh, so grim.
And the kid, the people, the teenagers that are there, it's basically their summer job and they're like, go.
And they're hating it.
They're literally, they're at the end of the story going, go. That's what they do. They do nothing. There's no towel. There's not. They do nothing to dry the slide.
Are they on their phones?
No. To be fair, they're not.
Good for them.
Yeah, no.
Well done. They're running a tight ship up there, Fort Lucas.
Oh, it's a very tight ship, yeah. Yeah, very good. Yeah, no, but as I said, going into H&M, right? It's like the Fort Lucan maze. There's a maze there as well, right? I used to get lost in it as a kid, but now when I look at it, it's a piece of piss. Anyway, I went in there because I was hearing about the leggings in H&M, the maternity leggings supposed to be like da bomb.
Yeah.
Went into H&M, absolutely fucking not in a sign.
No, you have to shop on the, you have to shop on the app, babe.
See, this is what I mean about the online. I'm just like, fuck off.
You're not 300, like, you're fine. You produce this podcast. You can download the app and shop on it, for fuck's sake.
I have the app. I have the app.
Well, get on it, girl.
I like one of them L ones that's like, what's me sign in? I haven't been on it in ages. You know what I mean? I'm pretty sure we fucking got sponsored by them before.
Oh my God, we did. Yeah, we did.
And I have the app since then, but my phone's not remembering the thing, and I'm just like, oh. Then I tried to get
new account.
Password resent obviously isn't registered on their site. I must have used a different one.
It's not going well.
It's not going well.
You're actually depressing me, so can we
let's get into it. So our topic today is things that have absolutely no business slapping, but they do.
Yeah.
Which I thought was a great one. Well done, Carla. Well done, you.
So hard. Thanks. Thanks.
I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
You know,
I only do it every week, but thank you.
I produce, you come up with the ideas, you know. It's a fair game.
So, we asked you guys, but I had a few of my own.
Yeah, I'm glad you do.
That I think we should discuss first of all.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, most obvious thing. Little ASMR. Glass straws.
Glass straws.
There is something, do you know why, right? Okay, I'm going to take you to a few places. So, paper straws react with the fizz.
Yeah.
Have you not seen it? Put something fizzy into a glass, put a paper straw in, watch the fizz just like fly toward it.
Okay.
Just get enveloped into it, leaving you with a flat and soppy straw.
Yeah.
Okay. Metal straws, there's just something about them.
I can't take them.
They're a bit cold on the tongue. They're a bit wet or something. And there's just something about like the scratchiness of them and a metal. No. Glass straws or pasta straws. Sublime.
What's a pasta straw?
Pasta straw, exactly what you think. A straw made of pasta. They use them a lot in Italy. They use them in Italy.
Fuck off.
Yeah.
Did he really use some straws?
Yeah. Where was I? Used them in Lisbon as well.
Okay. You can eat at the end, kind of.
I wouldn't eat any dry pasta. See, think about pasta dry.
I used to eat penne.
Dry?
Dry.
I think I used to do that too.
As a kid.
Yeah.
And like the spaghetti.
Yeah.
I used to eat it.
I was actually in my friend's gaff and her daughter was eating ice and I was like, I used to do that all the time. Don't do it, babe. My teeth are fucked.
Does it have a lasting impact on your teeth? Does it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything hard that you're biting down into. Anyway, pasta straws. Don't be munching on them afterwards. Glass straws are where it's at. There's just something so cold. They like transport the beverage the best.
Okay.
They're great.
All right.
I like the width of them too. They're always a little bit wider.
Right.
The fatties. They don't deserve, like, there's no reason for them to slap as hard as they do. Right. Like when you have a glass straw and a drink, you're like, woo! Quenched. Thirst.
Really? Gone.
Yeah.
I do like that.
A thirst quenching element.
I have, the drinking bottle that got sent out, you know, the Love Island merch.
Yeah. For I do love that. Winter Love Island. I do love that one.
That is the best such water bottle and like straw ratio. Is like, I can't, I love it.
Fat and wide.
It's the PVC fucking straw mouthpiece to it. Oh my God, if it broke, I don't know what I'd do.
Yeah.
I would dehydrate because I just can't, nothing else slaps as hard as that bottle. It has no business. And it's Love Island. It shouldn't be that good. And it fucking is.
Yeah.
It's the best water bottle I've. It's
merch should not.
It shouldn't slap that hard. And it fucking does. Scarlet for me walking around with this white bottle with my name in pink. Hate that for me. But it's the best fucking little sucky thing that I've ever had.
Yeah.
You know?
There you go. Sleep shorts.
Okay. Right.
Breezy. Legs are out there, touching the sheet.
Yeah.
Covering the best bits. It's just what it's supposed to be.
Okay.
Yeah. The word juggernaut.
To be fair, and I can't think of any of them now, but there are certain words when I heard them, I'm like, oh, I want to use that more often.
Misogyny. I do like saying it.
Do you?
There's something real like
misogyny. I don't know. I feel like that's thrown around a bit now.
Misogyny. No, but I like the feeling.
Yeah, okay.
You know? But the word juggernaut.
What does it mean?
It's like,
the definition of it there.
Definition of juggernaut is a huge, powerful, and overwhelming force.
Oh, amazing.
You can call us a juggernaut.
You haven't been recognised in any list of podcasts. Actually, they mention it when
recognised in the fucking charts, but we're certainly not recognised in the awards.
To be fair, when Seller nominated you.
Yeah, I know. It was like a lot of kick in the teeth.
Co-host of the Unpopular Opinion podcast. I'm like, you're nominating people who have been out a wet day. Fuck off.
Jen's not letting that one go.
I wouldn't even go out of spite at this
Jen was
stage.
Like, disgusting.
No, to be fair, my voice note was, when you were like, this is so fucking confusing, I was like, do you know what, it's actually a running joke, I'd be disgusted if we were nominated at this stage, because now it's like a competition to never get nominated for Anne. I just don't want to be recognised for fucking Anne. And then we can win the record as podcast longest running
podcast,
all of the fucking ones that were nominated, longest running. And I've never been recognised by any sort of media outlet because we don't lick their fucking holes.
You know, so why am I there? So,
they're trying to, we know why you're there. They're trying to get in your good sack, Carla. You have powers. You've got the power.
Umbrellas. A little tent to protect my head from the wetness.
I know, yeah.
How dare you? And who came up with them?
Not many people own them, and they're so handy. I always, like, when I use one, I'm like, this is you so actually, fucking
you,
handy.
We all know you like an umbrella.
I love an umbrella.
Sorry, I'm going to upgrade that one. Golf umbrellas. Oh, big, you can fit like a family media. Of eight.
Yeah.
Yeah, a media brolly.
Roach's Stores used to have an umbrella. It was the biggest fucking umbrella I've ever come across in my life. Best one ever. Or the one that I have now.
Yeah, you're protected.
Mine comes, so let me give you a visual, because, yeah. But mine comes down over your shoulders, right? The front part of it, you would think that's very all engulfing, a bit claustrophobic. The front part has a little bit cut out of it so that you can still see, and the front of it is clear. So you can still see out of the umbrella, but you're protecting the top part of your body.
So it's like nearly like, down around the shoulders.
It's, yeah.
Wow.
Really weird shape. Very large to be carrying around.
Yeah.
It has a shoulder bag with it, like. It's huge.
Fair.
Very effective.
Fair. There's just something about keeping your little outfit.
Yeah.
Together.
Mm-hmm. And that's what I don't use it very often because I'm like, me outfits are dog shit. But I used it that day going to the Barbie thing because that was like a dress for the Barbie thing.
Yeah. Good for you. You know, butter, but when they roll it, you know, when they give you those little rolled up, it's like they got a knife off a fresh.
Oh, yeah.
Just scraped it and it like rolls into this like swirl in a restaurant. And there's like four or five of those on a plate.
I'd rather it if I could do it myself, but I never can.
No, see, I can't. So like, but they have to be room temperature. It's not like,
I know,
you
yeah.
take them out of the fridge when you're fighting, do you know?
Yeah. You're getting warmed up for a scrap.
Yeah, fully. Like, you've started.
I got a block of butter and I was like, I'm going to get a little butter boat, whatever the fuck I know it's gravy.
Butter boat!
What the fuck are they called?
A butter dish, no?
I don't know what they're called. I'm mixing.
A butter dish, I'm telling you. They're called butter dish.
Yeah. Right, and I'm mixing up like whatever the fuck gravy goes into it with a butter thing. But
gravy boat, you're thinking of.
I know it, yeah. So I'm amalgamating. Anyway, I was like, I got a stick of butter and I was like, I'm going to get one of them butter bombs. Right.
Still in Excuse the fridge. Me, sir, I'm in the shop. Do you have a butter boat? Like, what?
I was like, no, if you pick up one of them handy enough in IKEA, but I still haven't gotten it, so it's in the fridge. It's like a fucking iceberg now.
Gotta take it out.
It's good for certain things.
Gotta take it out.
So, you know, I passed out of butter then. Because it melts immediately.
See, me and Tom could never agree on a butter dish, and he's very specific, as we know, about things. So now our butter just gets lumped into a cast iron pan in the corner.
Oh, God.
So irritating.
I just remember the smell of it. Like, my nana always had one. The steel butter dishes.
Yeah. Oh, the steel or no.
And then you pick it up and then you can smell it, and then she'd like...
The steel are a sensory
lob
nightmare.
Lob it on like a big fucking thing of like... Torn over bread.
Yeah.
And we'd all be licking the butter off it like real butter when we were younger.
Real butter.
Amazing. That slapped.
Yeah, that. Oh, yeah, fair.
Butter slaps.
Anything from when you were a kid. Any food from when you were
Have
a kid.
Have you actually seen this epidemic of Americans being like, why do you butter your sandwiches? What is wrong with you?
Because they do be using... No. They're using like...
Relish. Fucking
no,
mayonnaise.
I was going to say ranch. But like, relish.
They use like everything else. What
they
is
use everything but butter.
Why?
Relish is like, I don't, you're going to hate
like
this. It's like a jam, but it's hard. You're going to hate that. No, it's like a savory jam, shall we say, would be the best way to explain it. But it's very delicious. It's kind of vinegary.
It sounds torturous.
Yeah, actually, it sounds like something you would hate. It actually is something you'd hate. Like, yeah, you would fucking
some of the
that.
Drinks you like, fucking drink. I'm like, that sounds painful.
And now people keep snapshotting these things. The most outrageous fucking drinks I've ever seen. I keep getting sent photos from you fuckers. Being like, Carla, do you want me to pick you up one of these? Fuck off.
They'll probably start doing it with crisps.
Someone did it
well.
With crisps. Like, I'm in Italy. And they're like, there's a lime and black pepper. Would you like a few packs?
Okay. You fucking weirdo.
Oh my God.
This is what you get for being neat.
Well, look.
Neat little weirdo.
Well, look, at least I know what relish is.
I did me shopping a little last week to see what the difference was in price. There's no fucking
difference. There's no
difference
anymore. It's done.
It's a 140
it's
euro.
It's an ASOS.
And I had no fucking vouchers to like back me up at the end.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Peace and dons, I do.
Yeah.
And I figured out the Tesco. Oh, I'd like to revoke a few things that I've said about Tesco in the past.
They're not listening, but go for it.
I still don't agree with their whole club price thing. Right, their club card prices. Mm-hmm. I'm just like, if you can get it down,
it's gouging.
If you can get it down to that price, just fucking make it like that for everybody. But I didn't realize because I signed up for a Tesco club voucher or club card when I first moved out, me ma's. That was 15 years ago, and I never registered it properly. So I literally just had the card. It never had my name, my address. Nothing like that on it. And then I downloaded the app because I was like trying to figure out what the click and collect situation was. And I was trying to activate my card and it never fucking worked. And I actually had a spare minute last week. So I rang customer service. I was like, what's the story? I can never use this. I can never activate this fucking card on the app. Like, what's crack? So he was like,
you didn't say it like that. Though.
No, I didn't. But I'm, you know, embellishing. I'm shortening. I'm doing the whole thing. So he was like, right, you have this app. You signed up. You have this card. You signed up. They're both. They need to be merged. So I was like, right, fair enough. Can you do that? So he did that.
Bloody Christ.
And then I went to Tesco that day. I had about 40 quid worth of vouchers on that app. And what would have been usually a 70 quid shop for like fucking three items in the basket, because I do still think they're the most expensive, it came down to like 15 quid. I'm fucking delighted leaving the place.
We were walking on sunshine.
And I was using...
And then you went to Lidl the next day.
I know, and then fucking spent it all, like all the money that I saved.
Yeah.
I was like, what the fuck? But I can... Yeah, no, my whole point to the whole Lidl thing was I can barely get by on Howdy Doody's rather, like... Now your pink fucking peppercorn crisps from your Stony Bar shop.
Okay, well... Fuck. Look, they depend
Howdy Doody's and Okie Dokie's. That's it. That's their version of Hunky Dory's.
Any other good dupes bullshit. You want to shout out there from your 140 euro haul?
Actually, do you know what I did? Oh my God, you're going to be like, Jen, you're such a fucking hypocrite. I got lentil chips.
Oh, snack well, right. Hello.
What was the snack right?
Yeah, they are the snack.
No, sorry. Little are snacktastic. Aldi are snack right. Okay.
It's weird that you know that.
Little had snacktastic lentil chips, sour cream and onion, actually Whopper.
Oh, so, look at you.
And the little swirls.
Before so you like, know it, you'll like, be trying mustard. Fries. It's going to fuck
off. Right, I need to go.
It's going to be brand new. Every Pitbull ever. Every Pitbull song ever. Ever. Ever.
Yeah, okay. Every like Pitbull song.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I heard agree.
Name a bad Pitbull song.
Can't be done.
There isn't one.
If he ever brought a song out with Rita Ora,
probably still would slap.
Ooh, that's a bold
statement for me to make. It would probably still slap. Like he did that shit one with Christina Aguilera, and I was still up on that. I was I was still shaking my ass. Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, not
Mr. 305. I'll be there. Hotel room, sure. Fireball, absolutely.
Oh, Fireball.
That is.
I sing that when I'm doing the laundry and when I'm putting my dryer balls in the dryer. Dryer ball. Stretching out all the socks. Dryer ball. Boom. Throwing it in.
You're like, another load done.
Yeah. I would do that as a TikTok, but TikTok hates me.
What was that god awful, like, hell spawned collab with J-Lo?
Oh,
I hated that song.
On the floor.
But his part was probably the best.
It's the world wide.
Kodiak and Kodak. Kodiak and Kodak? No, Kodak and Kodak. Kodak
rhymes with Kodak.
Yeah, Kodak.
Teaching me with a Kodak.
Yeah. Just everything about him. Please remember, this man was on an episode of My Super Sweet 16. No one fucking knew him, okay? Them 16-year-olds in the US, they were onto him before we were.
I always think of Pitbull in my head, and then when I see a picture of him, I get a bit of a fright.
Really?
He's just one of those
No,
people.
He looks exactly how I expect him to. He hasn't changed either.
I always think he just looks a bit like the Pringles fella when I see a picture of him. Do you know what I mean?
I mean, I can see where you're going.
You just...
I don't like...
I'm like, that's not how I remember you.
Yeah. Like, hold on, what?
Like, what? Oh, you've aged. Okay.
You sunglasses? Brand what the fuck hair. Is that? Yeah.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Oh, right. So we asked you about your things that slap that absolutely should not.
Mm-hmm.
Opening a baby bell.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, that's when you hit the full run.
What is that coating?
I don't want to know, actually.
Wax.
Some kind of fortified wax.
I don't know.
But why is it so smooth? It's like it's wax that didn't set. It's
definitely.
Who figured that one out? That must be expensive to produce.
I was going
to
say, yeah. And it's definitely not sustained. Like,
No, it's more sustainable, I'd say, than anything else.
Is it edible? Probably decomposable.
I mean, yeah. Wax probably, you wouldn't want to go eating it, but.
You're probably cold if you're a star.
I have known people to just honk on in there like.
Same with potato. Just like going straight in with the potato.
Potato.
Skin and all.
Yeah.
Raw. Just eating a potato. Just
hitting it raw. No, potato raw.
Not waiting on the air fryer.
Yeah. A swig out of a bottle of Lucozade. The rest of it's rank though. The start of a story, that's so true. The first gulps, you put it down. The minute that hits the table.
It's dead.
It's dead. It's dead.
You might as well have taken the wrapper off it.
Honestly.
Just The feel of it.
The balloon has popped.
The vibe is gone.
Gone.
The vibe is gone.
Yeah, you're not like going, where's my Lucozade?
You need to drink it all.
You do. You drink you it actually do.
Yeah.
And be buzzing for the next kind of couple hours.
Yeah, yeah.
But then you you're done. You're done.
But then realistically, like, the diabetics are like, yeah. Do you know what I mean? It's not like a little sippy sip.
No, it's a shooter. It's a shooter.
Like, no, you need that. I need it. Yeah. I'm not drinking Lucozade because I like it. I'm drinking it because I need it. Yeah, kind of thing.
Fair. It's not for us. It's for me and you.
No, it's not. I'm not drinking it to enjoy it.
I don't turn to Lucozade in times of trouble.
No, I do. When I'm about to fall asleep on my desk.
Oh, should I?
Fuck, it's in the vending machine and work. My God.
Are you a coffee drinker?
Yeah.
God, Jen, there must be better ways. There must be better ways, Jen.
Do you know what they did to me today?
What did they?
Buy me. Do you know what they did?
What?
So I have.
Why are you shopping all of the time? Why are you food shopping 24/7?
I know.
What the fuck? There's only three of you.
I always am. And we did a budget last week, and like my grocery budget is about 800 a month.
What the fuck are you buying? Your child is the size of my foot. What's going on?
Not all he eats is chicken nuggets. I don't
That's
know.
That's what I mean. It's not exact. It's not as if you're like, no, I'm going to buy the good olive oil.
It's mostly drinks. Like, it mostly is drinks.
Lucozade's.
I will now and again when it's a €4 pack. I will. No, they substituted my Diet Coke for caffeine free and sugar free.
I wouldn't let them. I wouldn't let them away with
and
that.
And he rocks up to the door and he got, because I obviously have it set that he doesn't ring me if there's, he just does it.
Yeah.
And he came up to the door and he was like, "Oh, just to show you the substitutes." And he was like, "Is that okay?" And I felt like saying, "No, like, no, sorry, I didn't feel like saying it. This just came out of my mouth and I felt terrible then." So I gave him a big tip, but I was like, he goes, "Is that okay?" And I says, "I would have rather nothing." And he goes, "Yeah, but you have, don't call me on your thing." And I was like, "Oh, shit."
Sorry. Oh, it's my fault.
Adam got his Coke Zero. I didn't get me Diet Coke.
What did you
get? I did the shopping.
Caffeine free, shy?
Caffeine free. Sugar free.
What are you going to do with that?
What am I going to do with that? Freeze it, make fucking ice sculptures, maybe, like... Can't even do that.
Gonna have to do
explode.
Another shop.
I'm going to go to another fucking supermarket.
Trying to find, like, I feel like, I don't know how to feel. The amount of work and effort that I do trying to find the best Diet Coke deal.
I know.
It's actually just crazy.
Iceland's always the winner.
We need to set up a group, like, girls. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Yeah.
Yeah.
If somebody who's like keeping an eye, I don't have enough time for this, and then I get frustrated and end up spending like 30 quid on three.
There'll be like random deals sometimes in like a Eurospar. Eurospar, do you know what the best? And I've said it before, Eurospar and Spar's not for me. There's nothing for me. But the Eurospar it's beside my dentist. It's across from DCU on Glasnevin Avenue.
Oh God, I hate that road, yeah.
It is the best fucking Eurospar you will ever step foot into.
Really?
It has the best thing. It has a bakery, has the best deli. It gets stuff in from Anne's Bakery.
What?
The fucking length of the aisles.
How dare.
So many, like, say, like, your little special offers in the baskets and stuff like that. Always the best. And they always have, like, Diet Coke 24-pack for, like, €12. And there's always, like, a long expiry date. It's not as if they're trying to get rid of them. Do you know what I mean? Oh, it slaps. That Eurospar slaps.
There you go. It shouldn't slap, but it does.
There you go.
When you first get your nails done and you tap on everything in sight. I love it. I'm always like...
Really?
Yeah, you just feel like they're also too sharp when you first get them done. They're little. They need a little wearing around. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. It's just too much.
Okay. Oh, yes. Somebody here said, was just going to say every Pitbull song, but you beat me to it. But Tiger/Cobbread... And lashings and of jam. Tiger bread.
I love tiger bread. I've never really done the jam combo. I'm not a jam girl.
Jam can be a lot.
It's very sweet.
It's a lot.
And the texture is sticky.
Mm-hmm.
I don't love it.
Yeah, I reach me quota on jam very quickly.
Yeah, like you have a little bit. You're like on a scone, I think, is the only.
Afternoon tea scone.
Like a scone because it's thick enough, it's dense enough for a bit of jam. You need the sweetness to go through all of that.
I like a jam in a little croissant. It's nice. Somebody here said orange juice with chocolate cereal. No milk. It tastes like Terry's chocolate orange. orange juice with chocolate cereal, no milk. So are you pouring the orange juice into the chocolate cereal, or are you just having them like little sip, little fucking choco hoop or whatever? Well, apparently it slaps. Do you know what slaps?
This wasn't weird things that you want to tell me. This was things that slap that shouldn't. This is supposed to be popular opinions.
That fucking shouldn't slap, but apparently
it doesn't slap.
Right, okay.
It's a weird fetish, Gerrit.
Right. Listening to drama in public settings and being up to speed also, taking sides.
Give it to me. Oh my God. Inject it.
Yeah.
Heroin.
I love it when somebody, and it's usually you, says, oh, I have something big to tell you.
I know, it's always big.
Oh, it's always big.
Jen's always like, oh. Yeah, go on. Like, she's like, let me just sit this bump down.
Let me just wait till I get there. Just let me sit down, guess out. Now tell me.
I know, like, there's some people that I'm like, I'm not saying this to you until I see your face.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, I'm genuinely, I cannot have this conversation with you until I can see your face in front of me.
But even your, like, stories, there's always so much information. Like, it's never just a quick...
I collect, guys. I'm the storer of the... The dark web is up here.
Yeah. You know what like I mean? It isn't just like, oh, she said this about her and she found out. It's like
remember you had the
background on it.
Yeah. Like, you have to remember X and Y happened.
Yeah.
And now we bring it back to present day.
You have context and then you have like 90 possible outcomes.
And I have theories.
After this, yeah.
And I have like at least 3 theories.
Yeah, you do.
Always theories.
It's great.
Yeah. Yeah. You stay in the know.
You didn't, yeah. You have no stories for me today, which I was disappointed with, but anyway.
No, I didn't actually know, shockingly enough.
Somebody here said ham sandwiches, especially made by a granny or an older woman. Absolutely.
100%. Funeral sandwiches. There's no reason for them to go as hard as they do. Them little triangles, I'm like, yay.
Really, when it's real ham as well. Not
move
just
out of the way, Betty. Slices. My turn at the table. Yeah. You know?
A bit of salt. I don't know what it is they do to them. Like,
sorry, actually, when people garnish sandwiches.
Oh, yeah. And there's a little crisp or something beside. Not howdy doody or an okie dokie. And hunky
catering crisp.
Dory. Oh.
Catering crisp. You were at Musgraves.
You.
I see you.
Look
you know?
Look at you.
This is.
Look at you.
Look at you. You got a little catering crisp.
Slimy fucker.
Yeah. Good for you.
Look at you with your notions. I'm here for it.
I'm like, you are trying to turn me on right now. Aren't you?
You slapped, to be fair.
Yeah, they slapped so hard. Ooh, the Dove soap bars when you unwrap them for the first time. Oh, yeah. Oh,
yeah.
And it's like that, it just explodes fragrance and you're like, oh.
It's the original Dove smell actually really gets me off. It does it, like it's so clean. It dries the shit out of you, but it's so clean.
It's so clean. If you can smell Dove off someone's skin, you're like, excuse me.
Yeah.
Get over here.
Look at you, so fresh and
it's
comforting.
It's so, like the shape of it.
Yeah.
The slickness of the smooth. It's like a Tesla.
Ads?
It's like a Tesla of soap.
Do you remember the ads that they used to do? And it used to come out with a, and it has the little picture of the Dove on it, and it comes out with this like milk. And
yes, it was the milky image for me too. I was like,
and then it was the little bit of litmus paper on it, and it didn't change to pH. It was just neutral.
Oh God, do you remember the litmus paper?
Yeah.
And I was like, and that's a good soap ad. Now, in all fairness, ingrained into my brain.
Another soap, Dove soap ad. They're really good at ads, to be
fair.
They're
very good.
And they're great with the old, like, let's change the beauty standards and all stuff like that. But they did another thing as well where they washed windows with it.
Yes!
Mirrors.
Yes, I remember.
And it left no...
No residue.
No residue.
Yeah.
The Dove... So there you go.
No.
There. If anybody in there wants to sponsor us, we like it. You know what I mean?
We'll take your Dove.
I would love a lifetime supply of Dove, to be fair.
When you buy moisturiser in the first pump out of the bottle. I don't see that myself.
No.
But then what most of my moisturisers, is this body moisture? I need to know more.
Yeah.
Because I don't like body moisturiser. Freaks me out.
I like it.
No, you're sticking.
No.
You're just walking around sticking stuff.
I feel too... encased in my own skin. If I don't, like, my skin would be far too dry if I didn't put on. I genuinely feel like that's the reason I didn't get stretch marks, and it's because, like, I'm Bobby, and that's absolutely not a scientific fact. It's genetic. It's like,
yeah,
no rhyme or reason to why people get stretch marks and other people don't. But I've been using body moisturizer for as long as I fucking can remember, so I just feel like the elasticity was just there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I didn't just start pumping it in when I got pregnant. Like, it was there for years.
Yeah, you were like, there was a base.
Do you know?
So there was like a tan base.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Fair. And I just feel like it may have or may not, absolutely not based on scientific fact.
Yeah.
I can't. Like, if I get dressed, dried and dressed straight away, I'm just like, I don't feel complete.
Fair.
You know?
That's fair. When you go home and floss something out of your mouth after it's been stuck there all day.
Oh. Oh. Fuck off.
The satisfaction, the limit does not exist.
Oh, it's great. I do it almost every day. I'll get so, and I'll do it at the, like, the three times mirror. Like, I bring myself up to the magnifying mirror and I'll floss and I'll, yeah, you can, like, see.
Well, how are you?
Hell yeah. Get out, you. He won't, yeah. And it's just, or when you're fucking cleaning your ears with an earbud. Huh?
Oh, yeah, someone said that and I was like, ha, 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 ha,
ha. I got a spot right on my lip the other day, but it was ripe. Literally no pressure. Didn't need any pressure. And it just, pew.
Went.
When I say pew in relation to a spot, you know what I mean. It was just a perfect amount of projectile. It was the perfect consistency.
So grim.
It was just, if you're a pimple popper, you know. If you know, you know.
Jen's like, if you're a pimple popper, you're gonna
in a crevice like the hairline where they're not that painful. Can't be topped.
Fair. That's absolutely
cannot
fair.
Cannot be topped.
Yep. We'd rather have a bowl of Cocoa Pops. It's a screensaver to my brain. An absolute banger. We'd rather have a bowl of Cocoa Pops. It snaps.
It does.
Remix that on TikTok. Make it go viral.
Exactly. Buffets slap, but the food is cheap, dried out, and sitting out. Shouldn't slap, but they do.
Sorry, the idea of a buffet slaps more than an actual buffet.
Mm-hmm.
I will say that. The idea, when someone's like buffet, you're like, buffet, Wings World, get me there immediately. But then when you get there, you're like, none of this is nice.
No.
Like, all of this is fail.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I like a Chinese buffet.
I think the one is a Golden Palace, the one in, where's that place?
Thanks for the
read
context.
Read my mind.
You're talking about Princess Garden in Lucan.
No. Is that one?
Jimmy Chung's on.
No, it's called Golden Palace.
Okay.
And it's near Fairview.
I've heard it's is it in Omni? There's one in Omni.
No,
as well.
It's near the old.
The old what? Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh.
What's that called?
No idea.
Okay. Right.
It's on that same road as the Eurospar. You'll have a fucking great time on that road.
Jen's like, you can do loads on that.
Yeah. There's loads of shit on that road. So much going on.
Jen's like, just drive up and down. That's your weekend.
Exactly.
Sorted.
Yeah.
Cigarettes. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh.
I mean,
they shouldn't, but they slap so hard.
They
slap so fucking
especially
hard.
Especially when they're stressed.
Just in general. We all know how I feel about this.
Yeah. Coke noodles and salt and vinegar Pringles Sambo on white bread with real butter.
What? Hold on. Reverse the hearse. What?
Do you want method ingredients or?
I want. Start with ingredients and hit me with method.
Coke noodles, no flavour specified.
Sure.
Don't know whether it's a cup. They taste different.
Chicken ones maybe.
Do you know what's weird? I like chicken ones out of the cup.
Yeah.
Do not like curry ones out of the cup.
No, curry in a cup is bad
curry
vibes.
Ones have to be out of a packet.
Yeah.
Chicken ones out of a packet are shit.
Yeah, yeah.
That's how I take
too much
my
water ratio.
Yeah, it's far too much and it bleeds. Like, it's
it bleeds
it,
a try.
No, it's not even that. It's just the flavour is very muted as it is.
Yeah.
So with all of that water, you're just washing it away essentially. So
fair.
It's perfect in the cup.
Mm-hmm.
And the curry is fine in the pack.
Okay.
So there you go. But anyway, coconut noodles, salt and vinegar Pringles.
Yeah.
On a Sambo.
Oh.
With real butter.
That's how did this become a combination? I'd like to know more about the history of this. What night out did you get back from?
Yeah.
And you were like, do you know what? I won't even just have a few Pringles and then make myself some noodles and have some toast. You were like, oh, I'm fucking all together.
Just lobbing it.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're listening, get back to us with a bit of context there. Do you know, but like weird food combos, I'll never forget the time we got really familiar. Remember I told you the story about when I fake me Nana's death. It wasn't a lie, she was already dead, to go up to the mill house.
Yeah.
And get served drink.
Yeah.
We stopped at the Chipper, and at the time, the Romanian girl that worked there, she was like, oh, she loved us. Like, yeah. We were the teenage gang that she loved. Like, we were
same.
Not troublesome, do you know what I mean? We go in and have a bit of a laugh at her. And she was like, I was like, I used to love garlic and cheese chips out of this particular chipper. They made their own garlic sauce. It was fucking amazing. They all do. They all make their own garlic sauce. But this one was just fucking amazing. She was like, do you ever have curry sauce in that? And I was like, what? And she put it in. So she made this combo. Fuck me. I'll never forget it. But it's not the same since she left.
Okay.
So I can't.
She knew.
Yeah, she knew. Yeah. She knew what to do.
She knew. She knew the sauce. But
like, you know, that's where that weird combo came from. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And she would have been dealing with drunk people coming in all the time, so that's probably where it started.
It kind of gives me the ick.
Oh, it was whopped up. Looked so weird.
Yeah, like that's... No, no thank you. Belvita biscuits.
I would say they're the opposite slap.
I would say that they fall.
There's vanilla as you get.
They don't slap, they take the slap.
They just do a little flick.
Yeah.
A little flick. If you have a hold, you need to feel.
Yeah.
I can't agree with that, but whatever floats your boat. Starting a fresh jar of Nutella.
Oh, yeah. Dipping that knife in for the first time. Yeah, anything with a smooth surface and you're like, let me just...
Yeah, okay.
Just fuck this shit up real quick.
It's never the same after that.
No, I know. Then you're like, new jar.
It looks absolutely violated after the first time
oh, okay. Looks like everybody's been in there.
Yeah. Oh, this is... Fuck. Getting into a fresh bed... And clean PJs after a shower. Oh, fuck.
Sensational.
I actually saw this TikTok of a girl and she was like, excuse me, shut the fuck up. I just got out of an everything shower. She did absolutely everything. Yeah. Face mask, toner in her hair, exfoliated, did the whole shebang. She was in her fresh jammies, fresh bed, and had an ice cold bottle of water.
Ooh. That's elevated.
And she was just like, fuck off the lot of you. So I was like,
I'll never talk to you again.
Yeah. She was like, oh, I've never felt so amazing. I was like, yeah, I get it. I get it, girl. It's so fucking, it sounds amazing. Right, we'll blast through the last few, shall we, before we have to go. Freshly made bed. Those mini dimes out of IKEA. I think they get stuck in your teeth too much.
Yeah, it's too much of a project to eat them. The feeling after a dentist clean.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that. The chocolate in the end of a cornetto.
There is something about it.
Mm-hmm. The breaths you take after a cry.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It feels like you're refilling your body.
It's like having a smoke.
The euphoria after you cry.
Yeah.
You know that kind of feeling of like, I'm such a mess. It's quite nice to relish in it.
Yeah, I guess you just don't appreciate it at the time though, because you're fucking miserable.
Yeah,
it's the only thing. the first cup of tea when you come home from holidays. Now, I'm not a big tea drinker, so I don't really get this, but I can see why a lot of people would think this. Tuck crackers.
Yeah, they slap.
They're salt.
They do.
They're so salty.
They're so good.
And with salt, kind of slaps.
Huh?
And with salt, kind of slaps.
Yeah, salty food slaps.
It does.
So hard.
Pretzels slap.
Yeah. When you actually get a picture taken of yourself that you love on the first take, there's nothing like, you're like, excuse me.
Like, the rest of you is better be fucking happy with this because we're not doing this again.
Yeah, we're not. I look great.
Exactly.
Fuck off. I look great.
The whole lot is fuck off. Mm-hmm. When you get a question right on the chase.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And when you slut drop and your knees don't crack. I like it when you slut drop. And you don't get sore legs the next day.
And you don't get this numb feeling. You're like, ow. You stretch before you went out.
I'm old now.
When you put up a belter of a story on Instagram and your friends and your family are just loving it. And so are you.
You're just rewatching it all the time. Yeah.
Literally.
The same ones.
It's just the same tune playing over and over again. You're like.
Yeah. We've all done it. You said the chalk in the end of Cornetto. I think we've reached each other there, have we?
Yeah.
In the middle. We've reached.
Someone said the smell of bleach in your hair. Nice.
Bleach? Oh, nice. Yeah. Okay.
Nice.
Somebody else said when you're cutting wrapping paper and the scissors glide. Same with fabric.
So nice.
It is. It's a really good feeling. That's it for this episode. I'm going to give you an unpopular opinion before I go, though. I risk exposing my privilege.
Okay.
This one.
Okay.
No, I don't. Well, I seem to be privileged in, like, I'm not fucking well off or anything, but I would have a bit of disposable income. Like.
Sure.
Because I work. Do you know what I mean?
Sure.
And I split my bills.
Sure.
But I can't, I cannot for the life of me figure out why women are still buying, I'm going to call them analog pregnancy tests. They're like the COVID ones with the lions that come up. Because at least once a day, I will see either a full-on three-minute TikTok of somebody trying to decipher whether there's a second line or not. Or a post
that on Facebook.
On Facebook from a random person who's gone to the effort of reversing the picture to get the negative to see is there a faint line. And then the comment section is just a fucking mess.
Yeah.
Everybody's like, yeah, hon, that happened to me before. Congratulations. And then there's another person going, no, it's definitely not there. Like, you know.
Yeah.
So, like, no better off. You are no better off about from posting it. TikTok, maybe it's for clickbait. Fair enough. You're probably trying to get the views or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just like, there's digital ones.
Yeah. And they're literally not pregnant.
They're so fucking easy to read.
Yeah.
Now, I will say, and this is where I risk showing me kind of privilege, because I know they're expensive.
Yeah.
They're really expensive, especially like if you get a double pack and stuff like that. But there's never any doubt. And since they came out, I've never gone back to like a lined one. Do you know?
Yeah.
I've never. I'm like, why do you do this? What? Just go out and buy. If you're buying cheap, you're buying twice anyway.
Yeah. So
like,
fair.
And then these lined ones, I know you can get them for like, you can get them in deals and stuff like that. And I know that you can get them really cheap. But now where are you? Now you're asking for a fucking Facebook group, and you're none the wiser. You're going to have to go out and buy another one anyway.
Yeah, fair.
Do you know, I just don't.
But then do you think it's because, you know, the way it's like, I'm not pregnant, am I? And then you're like, hold on, let me check. And you just grab the first thing that you see, like you're in deals. Do you know what I mean? Or you're in Lidl or you're whatever. Yeah, so you're just grabbing the first one, and then you're like, you do it and you're like, oh.
Yeah.
Caught rapid.
It could be, but I just feel like you'd be better off going and getting a digital one to find out for yourself before posting it online.
Yeah, fair.
Especially the ones on TikTok.
Yeah, no, that's.
Where you have, and like those videos tend to go viral. So you have like millions of people telling you that's like 500,000 are saying yeah, 500,000 are saying no. Like, you are no better off. Just go and get a fucking digital one.
Just pay the doctor.
Do you know what I mean?
They're fucking probably wrong.
Just don't fucking get it.
No, that's fair.
So I'm like, first of all, stop. Bring the price down to the digital ones, right?
Yeah, yeah, I agree.
Which you absolutely should be doing. Yeah. Just fucking get rid of the analog ones.
Yeah. I wonder what the markup is in a pregnancy test.
Generally, retail's like 23 or pharmacy, it's 50. Sometimes. That's why stuff can be much more expensive in a pharmacy.
Wow.
Especially over-the-counter stuff.
Wow.
Like that. Wow. But no, generally, like, if you can buy it in a supermarket, they'll mark stuff up at 33%, but that's generally wider. It's like, it's a normal retail market.
Yeah.
You know?
Fair.
They're expensive to begin with.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So there you go. Have you got a stamper?
I do.
Oh, unless we're absolutely blasting the fucking rollcast.
She just absolutely rallied
today.
That was
a bit messy, wasn't it?
It was. That wasn't anyway, your best work.
Wasn't the cleanest.
Wasn't the cleanest.
Transition. I'm tired.
So anyway, this is just like a nice little summer bop. It's called Do It Now by Sinco. And it's just... the last blades of sun, like we are.
Yeah, right here, the sun is setting.
You know?
I don't like disco.
I know, you're not a fan.
I don't.
You don't like Dua Lipa's efforts either.
Dua Lipa can go and fuck off. I just don't like the disco.
Right, guys.
It's just not for me. Thanks, babe.
Enjoyed that.
Yeah. Thanks a million for listening. We hope you enjoyed. We're going to go and record our Patreon podcast episode now. The link for that will be down in the show notes as per usual. And look, have a good weekend. We talk to you later.
Go on.
Take care of yourself. Go on. Bye.
Go on.